Drive with Joe Laverty
on ABC Radio Adelaide. This week, some very big news about aged care in South Australia. To the tune of $12.7 million, Aboriginal Elders Village is going to be built. So what is it and why is it needed? Nat Cook is the Minister for Housing. Could you explain what this project is?
It's actually been in the making for, well, over 10 years, shall we say. It's an Aboriginal person's idea to provide better options for people who are ageing in the Aboriginal community. People who in the Aboriginal community that are older often face some real challenges with their tenancies. They often are subject to overcrowding and sometimes it puts their tenancies at risk. And also, as we know, Aboriginal people have got a disproportionately high fragility rate in terms of their health and well-being. So this has been coming together with partnerships with the community housing provider, Aboriginal Community Housing Limited, and also made possible through the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation to provide land down at Bedford Park, which is traditional Aboriginal land, and also some funding through the state government, which started being spoken about some 6 years ago and has come to fruition through budget processes over the last few years. And now also to make this project really put the icing on the cake, we've secured $3 million from the federal government through all of their funding packages that they've offered for extra housing stimulus. So now we've got a tripartite funding agreement with a bunch of really good people together across all levels of government and community housing to now build 40 units down at Bedford Park, where people in the Aboriginal community can live in a much more inclusive and accessible environment and live a much better quality of life in an area that is connected to the Kaurna Cultural Centre, very close to shops and transport. It's going to be a really good opportunity. There'll be people coming from potentially public housing already that might be living in larger homes that they're having trouble taking care of. So that then in a knock-on effect will free up larger family homes for families in need. And also there'll be people who are suffering and experiencing homelessness crisis where they're in insecure accommodation or indeed having to go from house to sleep. So this is going to be a great outcome for people who can live independently with their community on country.
Do you have a sense of how many First Nations people are currently going from house to house looking for friends and relatives to stay with, because there's nowhere specific for them to be cared for as an aged person?
Yeah, it's a good question. Our population in Australia is 3% Aboriginal. And in terms of the full number of people who are Aboriginal experiencing homelessness, it's somewhere above 20 to 30% of homeless people, or people define homeless, and that might include that type of insecure sleeping, are Aboriginal people. So disproportionately, Aboriginal people are experiencing homelessness over and above non-Aboriginal people. And so a percentage of those people will be over 50. And really benefit from this type of housing.
In a moment, you will hear from Uncle Jeffrey Newchurch, who is a Kaurna elder. But first, I've got a few more logistical questions, if that's okay. So you've got 40 units. How are you going to decide who gets a unit?
It's a really good question. Obviously, it'll be decided on need. They will be obviously priority given to Aboriginal elders from Kaurna Nation and people living in our area. But it will be up to the community housing provider with Aboriginal people at the heart of that to make the decisions about how the mix is going to happen within that site. But it is absolutely Aboriginal people over the age of 50.
There is already an Elders Village in Daveron Park, is that correct?
Not in the same light as this. I understand this particular village is a nation first.
In what way does it make it a nation first?
It's specifically built on Aboriginal land, with decision making and the process all being driven by Aboriginal people. And the criteria for entry is Aboriginal people over the age of 50. That is, all those criteria make it quite unique.
Mm. And Nat Cook, Minister for Housing on ABC Radio Adelaide, where it is 4:45. And as I mentioned before, Uncle Geoffrey Newchurch is a Kaurna elder. Hello, Uncle. Can you tell me why it's important to have a special elders' village like this?
I think it's very important that, you know, we have this type of housing for our Aboriginal people, because too long we've been reliant on government systems
Oh dear, sounds like a Bluetooth might have just picked that call up. I'll just give you a moment to sort it out, and I will go back to the Minister for Housing. And so 40 units, and it's going to be on needs base. What, aside from it being on traditional lands, what makes it ideal for First Nation elders?
These will be obviously First Nation elders able to live together with other First Nation elders, and be able to have conversations, do activities together. There'll be culturally inclusive sites within that particular village, such as a fire pit, yarning circle. There are going to be accessible pathways for people to be able to independently traverse. It's going to be set up in a really safe and inclusive way. All of those units will have their own kitchen, their own bathroom, etc. People be able to sit independently, live, but in a supported neighbourhood where everybody is able to understand each other and journey through life together.
We've got Uncle Geoffrey Newchurch back, so I hope you heard that all the things that this particular village is going to have. What would you most like to see in a village that's designed specifically for First Nations elders?
Well, we certainly want that more presence of our Aboriginal people being involved with our elders to make sure that, you know, they're not forgotten, and also to be able to have that conversation with the service providers for our people, and to make sure that, you know, they have decisions as they elders, as how they want it to be care and maintained, and also to have that independence.
Mm. And why, in your opinion, wouldn't First Nations elders fit quite comfortably into some of the other aged care residents that we have in South Australia?
I think it doesn't work for us Aboriginal people. I think, you know, like I said, to have our own controlled and our own position around, you know, what that elders' village look like, will allow our Aboriginal communities to come to them. I think this is what's missing there, because I think for us as Aboriginal communities to get to these care centres, care or residential places for our people, it is quite hard. And in the location where we have the Living Kaurna Cultural Centre next door to what, it also gives, you know, us to bring family and also to enjoy that opportunity of the open spaces in and around Bedford Park and Warrapringa.
And you're an elder now. Do you think you'd like to eventually end up in this special elders' village?
Well, most certainly. You know, I have a position there, because I'm sort of like, you know, and I like to thank a lot of people that have been involved in getting this opportunity to have a premise like this, because, yeah, no, it would be an highlight, you know, as an elder to be a part of, of living, because, you know, you have that knowing that, you know, you're going to be cared for, your people, and you're not forgotten once you're in a facility like that.
Did you say you've already got a position?
No, I said it was
That'd be great, though. First year, and that'd be fantastic.
There's a lot of elders that need it right now, urgent.
Yeah. It's very good to speak to you. Thank you for your time. That's Uncle Geoffrey Newchurch, a Ghana elder, and Nat Cook earlier, South Australian Minister for Human Services. It is 10 to 5 on ABC Radio Adelaide, and David Spears, ABC's political lead and host of Insiders, with the top stories from the last week.